90th birthday? I'm not sure. I know it's his birthday today, though. So I just want to say happy birthday to Mr. Husing. And I don't have your music here, Z, but it is in your computer there. Are you ignoring me?
No, you need to turn me on. Otherwise, you're ignoring me.
That's how it works. Okay.
Was that a kind thing to say about Don Husing?
I don't know how old he turned.
But
70, I think.
You know that he doesn't look 80, and you know he doesn't look 90. I mean, what a horrible thing to do to Don.
Man, he's going to be mad at me.
Yeah, he will be, and for good reason. Yeah. Anyhow, what a pleasant surprise to see your smiling face here.
Oh, well,
Dave Michaels. Thank you. Yeah, what happened to poor Nikki James? Is she partying too much?
Probably hungover or something, yeah.
I see. So we get to see. And you're training Brooke. You're training your replacement, but just someone.
Yeah, sure. He's going to be helping us out here with we need an extra hand around.
Boy, do we. I mean, and I just saw he has two of them.
Right.
We need an extra hand. We're going to get two for the price of one.
Right.
That's pretty good. Are we going to have a show for you, ladies and gentlemen? It's a sort of a different show today. And so, without any further ado, I've used that word a number of times over the years without knowing what it means. Do you know what it means?
No, I don't.
Adieu. Or is it adieu?
What does it mean?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Do you know, Warren? What ado means?
That means it's time to get to work. Do.
Okay.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go. It's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Okay, I've already given you a clue about who the guest is. You know his first name. Give us a clue. Give us another clue. What's your?
Hi, folks. Isn't that great? Now you know who he is for sure.
Anyhow, welcome to hour number one of the Saturday special with MZ and hi, folks. It's Warren Knox of Knox Roofing.
Look out now.
All right. So stay with us for the next 2 hours. We're gonna have lots of fun.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Okay, now there's no specific promo. So, but someone loaded the generic promo. I don't know what's in this, but let's play it and see what happens.
Don't miss the next exciting Saturday special where MZ takes on the big issues.
Huh?
How much longer do we want to live in a country where we have so much fear of our government that we're willing to pay them off so that we can live in our own house?
Huh?
With MZ, it's always thoughtful commentary.
They say it's very rude to clear one's throat on the air.
MZ's willing to listen to other points of view.
Please make it quickly, okay? I think it's high time for a commercial break, right? Yeah.
And of course, MZ's always happy to make the tough decisions.
Given the choice between a life of torture and mate and chaos and angst and aggravation versus a life of relative peace, I'll choose the life of relative peace. Even if it costs me.
Don't miss the next Saturday special, 10 a.m. to 12 noon on KSCO.
I don't know what that had to do with anything, but what the heck? Better than having no promo at all, right? I've been wanting to do this for years. Years! And we're finally doing it today. Advertiser marketeer extraordinaire is gracing our presence. That's Warren Knox. Hey, Warren, welcome to KSCO. Yeah. You're on all the time, but you're never here live.
No, I don't come in live. I just have to rehearse and do the ads as they come.
You write all the ads.
I write all the ads.
For Knox Roofing and the Knox Box and the Knox Garden Box.
Yeah. I apologize for a lot of people out there, but some of them are pretty good.
Huh? What do you mean? They're all good.
Okay.
Well, have you ever complained about an ad?
A few. Yeah, there's a few people out there.
It's like I get complaints about talk hosts all the time that people, they say, whenever that person comes on, I turn the radio off.
That's right. That's what I tell
them. I turn it off. No, but these people say they turn the radio off when a particular host comes on that just really rubs them the wrong way. And then they proceed to spend 10 minutes telling me what they said yesterday and the day before. Right. I said, you turn it off.
Right.
No, you know?
That's the way it is.
Yeah, so yeah. I think the more complaints that an advertisement, you know, causes or invites, the better and the more effective it is, don't you think?
Well, yeah, you want both. You know, you want, I like the positive. I don't like the negative. So it doesn't feel good to get harassed. But when you get a good compliment, which I do quite daily, it's a nice feeling to know that what I'm doing out there is it's getting out there.
Tell us how you got to be the Warren Knox that you are. Were you always, you know?
Well, I've been in business since I was 16 years old. I started the Knox Box business.
I didn't know that. So that was even before the roofing contracting business.
Way before. I've been doing the Knox Garden Box for 40 some years now. So it's getting up there. It's still going today.
Son of a gun. Well, wait a minute. Did you?
And I own vineyards. I'm a vineyard man as well. I'm a farmer up in Mendocino County where I grew up, and I have vineyards up there yet. Just being in agriculture and.
So wait a minute. So do you have like a line of fine wine?
No. I'm just a grower. I sell the grapes to a winery, and they produce it. So I just know all about how to prune it and disc it and work it, and that's where I got my work ethics from. I believe it's from working in a vineyard.
Oh,
it's probably the hardest work you can do is to farm. So I had to prune and run the tractor and do all of that to get.
So are you? So you? It sounds like you're from an entrepreneurial family, right? You sort of grew up as.
Yes and no. Just hardworking family. My father was just ran a sawmill up in Ukiah, and
so you were never bred to work for anybody. Really.
No. I started out with an organization called Junior Achievement. If you've ever heard of that.
Oh yeah.
And I like to see that get going more in Santa Cruz County because the kids today don't have a business class that they can go to without going to school. This was a free thing that you could join and learn how to run.
When you say was, does that mean you never hear about it at all in Santa Cruz? I don't think I ever heard about it in Santa Cruz ever.
No,
you know, but is it functioning elsewhere?
It's going around the country still, but it is a. I think if you're going to be in business, so you've got to. If you're not going to get it in school, you've got to get it in other ways.
Why do you think you don't get it in school? And I certainly agree with you that you don't. But why? You would think that...
Too many other subjects, I think, that take away their attention. I mean, when you go to school, what do you have, 8, 9 subjects you got to learn? And if you're not a business person or you're not a mathematician or whatever you're going to do in life, you know, there's a lot of subjects that are good for your mind but not good for your checkbook down the road.
It's almost like you're forced into it. That's the way it was with me because I was unemployable. When you realize you're unemployable, there's nothing left to do unless you're from a wealthy family and get a trust fund. You're going to have to go out and do something. You're going to have to go out and make your own life's destiny.
Oh, yeah. Well, my parents didn't give me – I wouldn't say they didn't give me anything. I earned everything. I put myself through college by earning it.
What'd you do to do that?
I worked in the vineyards.
Oh, okay.
I was one of the best butters and grafters in Mendocino County in high school. So farmers would hire me after I got out of school at 3 o'clock, and I would go work in their vineyards, grafting and budding their grapes, so that I made money. And then, of course, I was a cleanup boy in the sawmill at 9 years old, cleaning up the sawdust and the chips from the mill. And I earned money there, and I was able to buy things at an early age, learning about earning things. So that's probably why I am doing what I'm doing today, is that I'm earning what I'm getting, not borrowing.
Yeah, and just like it's a whole debt-based society now for every, even businesses.
Well, you do have to borrow money. You do have to get help from somebody. Banks, do their job is to help people get a little jump in the road, because today you just don't go into business without some capital.
Yeah.
So, but that's the challenge with business today, is to come up with the right business.
Tell us a little bit more about this Junior Achievement, because I knew a little bit about it, but not very much. I knew that Junior Achievement was pretty big in San Francisco at one point.
Well, you take young kids at 13, 14, 15 years old, and you teach them a business model. You actually create a product, and you build it. And you go out and market it, and you get your license, your charter, and you go out and you sell this product, and you run it as a business at a very young age. And it really teaches the kids about math and production and keeping books, and very good for me at that age. I actually went 2 years in a row in high school, and along with all the other things I was doing, to get me some business sense at an early age.
Yeah, and so the Junior Achievement, were there like formal training, what, lectures or something? How does that work?
Seems to me
that people were encouraged to make things and create things.
But it was a group. You got into groups, and you had a teacher, just kind of like a class. You had maybe, 50 kids would show up, and they would be divided into groups of 10, and maybe there were 5 businesses out there in our little town of Ukiah that we would go out and I manufactured a planner, and then I manufactured a product called the Clacker Clipper.
What in the world?
A Clacker Clipper? My God, I might have to market that around town here.
You should. And you start know, right now.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a clip that holds your envelopes next to your desk. So it's like a clothespin clip to a piece of wood. So you could just clip them. And it was simple. It was like $7 or something like that. But, those ages, what are you going to do?
I think even these days, something like that would be a value.
Yeah, well, there's...
When you started, when you made the Knox Garden Box, how old were you?
16 years old. I invented it for my grandfather to not have to bend over and grow things. So designed it and marketed it, and I, in my sophomore and... Excuse me, in my junior and senior years in high school, I instead of taking my summer vacation, I went down to Los Angeles, and I set up every nursery between Los Angeles and San Diego to sell the box. So that's
how in the world did you do that?
Knocked on doors. I knocked on every nursery's door and said, I got a great product, and I want you to be a dealer for me.
Maybe that's where the name Knox came from.
Anyway, something you have to have in your blood, I guess, to do that. But business is fun for me.
Well, clearly you enjoy it, because nobody that I know of uses the media and uses advertising and marketing as effectively as you do, and you have fun doing it. You don't have advertising agencies, I don't think.
I do everything myself. I've been approached.
It's like a challenge, right?
Oh, yeah, it's fun to see. And again, not everybody reads the paper. Not everybody watches TV. Not everybody listens to the radio. Not everybody works the streets. And so I know that everybody needs a roof on their house. And how do I get their attention? By many ways.
Just pulling out all the stops. Yeah. You're listening to the KSCO Saturday Special. Special guest today is Warren Knox of Knox Roofing and Knox Garden Box and various other entrepreneurial ventures here on your favorite radio station. If you want to call Warren and say hello to him and ask him some questions that I might not think of, phone number to call is 479-1080, 479-1080 in area 831. There are a lot of people listening to us over the internet and through our whopping signal that gets us out of area code 831. So if you're that, if you're out of the area code, you'll have to dial 831, then 479-1080 to give us a call and become part of the program. If you'd like, you can send an email to mz@ksco.com. That's me. And we'll read your email, hopefully, here on the radio. We've got one caller here already. Let's bring on Steve and Aptos. Steve, welcome to the Saturday special with Warren and MZ.
Yahoo. Yeah.
Hey, Warren. It's that Steve.
Yeah. Hey, Warren.
Hey, good
I've
morning.
Heard you for, good morning. I've heard you for years on the radio and seen you on TV. I really like your personal touch.
Well, thank
you. Really care.
Well,
yeah, it shows you really care in the community, and I like who you are and what you represent, and I'm glad you're in our county here, buddy.
Well, thanks
Keep
for that.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
And I got to tell you who that Steve is, if you don't know. That's Steve Irving, formerly of Pleasure Pizza fame.
Oh, okay, sure.
Steve, when was it? A year and a half or so ago you sold Pleasure Pizza?
And, correct.
Yeah, and but before that, on this station, for some years, you produced some wonderfully memorable program 60-second spots.
Mm-hmm. I started promoting. 22 years ago, and you took me in your studio and showed me how to make a personal ad, and you know, it was the kind of thing. It was just touched the community and. You introduced me to that, and over time made me a public speaker.
Well, and,
I want to thank you,
true.
Michael, for starting a small business and showing them how to grow. And like Warren was talking, I think what he wants to start again in the high school program is outstanding.
Yeah, let's make that happen. I mean, what can we do to make that happen in the high schools? I mean, have it become
anyway,
part of the
I'll
curriculum.
Sign off here.
Thank you, Steve.
You bet.
Continued
thank
success
you,
to you. That was great.
Yeah, thank you now.
Yeah, I did tell Steve years ago. I got to know him and knew that he certain things, certain values, family values were important to him. So I said, hey, weave that into your commercials.
And
he
has,
did, and people loved it.
And he has great pizza, too. So,
yeah.
I mean, you have to... put out a product that you're bragging about, too. So that's what Steve did as well. So,
exactly. And, yeah. And we tell all of our – I certainly tell all of our advertisers here when they're first starting out, the way to be most effective, to have your ad be most effective on KSCO is for you to write and voice the ad yourself. Well, I've never written a commercial before. I've never voiced a commercial before. I don't have a very good voice. Well, that's not the point. I mean, mm-hmm. and probably it probably isn't even true that you don't have a good voice. I mean, there's what's a good voice is a voice that stands out.
Well, I've been known to disguise my voice now and then. So,
so you know, the whole idea of just being yourself on the local radio station or any other medium that affords you that opportunity can't help but grow your business.
Right.
I mean, I'm
that's
a very, very strong
that's
believer
what,
in that.
Free speech is so important, is to be able to be out there and to talk about your business and don't be afraid. It takes a little guts to get out there and do some things, but... that's what business is all about, is to have some guts.
And the funny thing is that, correct me if I'm wrong, what you say is having guts really turns out to be a lot of fun, too, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you know, you do have to do your math. You do have to perform what you're selling and put out a good product. And as long as you do that, the rest is creativity. And you must market yourself. You can have the best product in the world, but if you don't market it, nobody's going to know it.
You can talk to me any Saturday on the Saturday special, but it's only today that you can talk to Warren. Not, so give us a call at 479-1080. Warren might give you some of his secrets about success in business.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you won't. Maybe. I think you will. I think you will if people ask. Wendy and Ben Lohman is on hold here. Let's put Wendy on the air and say welcome to the Saturday special with MZ and Warren Knox himself.
Well, thank you both. I wanted to point out something about those wonderful garden boxes, that they are so good for elderly gardening, for people who can't don't have full mobility, and so they can keep a hand in the soil that they might have a harder time doing a lot of times. And thank you for that. And that's all I really wanted to say. Thank you.
That's all you wanted to say?
Well, today.
Surely there's some more.
Well, you're not going to make me sing Janis Joplin this time, are you?
Is that what I did once before?
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm.
You're kidding.
Yeah. No, not today. Yes. But Lord, right. Won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
You go.
That's what you're going to tell us how to do, right?
We're gonna have at our annual holiday party coming up. We're gonna do karaoke again.
Oh,
well, do you know that plants? I've been told I don't sing to my plants, but they say that singing to your plants and talking to them, it makes them work better. So maybe we might have you as a mascot for the Knox Garden Box. You can sing to all the plants out there.
We are witnessing history, ladies and gentlemen. Warren Knox giving birth to another one of his brilliant advice right there, if I ever did give one.
Yeah.
Now listen, Wendy and Ben Lohman, before you leave, I want you to weigh in on my idea from a year ago that we have a weekly, at least a weekly 1 or 2 hour karaoke talk radio program. No, not talk radio, sing radio program. Do you like that idea, or do you think it would be terrible?
I think you should just come up with all kinds of ideas, but you do have to get some more Facebook going on. You know, we're all looking for those ideas underground, you know, and things like that. We can get ready for it. You know, we can give you some good, like, political karaoke. There we go.
We'd be best underground.
Well, okay. I recommended Fly Me to the Moon for the moon launch today on Facebook to NASA. You know, it's fun, you know. Yeah. I had them playing 30 minutes before launch, Fred Astaire.
We need like a halftime or a full-time person here at KSCO who all that person does is Facebook.
And we have everybody
here at the station. We're media people, and we understand and recognize the importance of new media, but none of us really engage in it because we're so wrapped up in doing our old media jobs here. Right, Brooke?
Yeah,
hey, Brooke. Brooke is nodding. Okay, get on the air, Brooke, and tell us. You're one of the younger people around here. You know, instead of being, do you use the new media? Are you on Facebook a lot?
Oh, yes, I do. Uh-huh. I typically use Facebook. I kind of stay away from Twitter.
Oh, Wendy.
Okay, now you can't hear, unless I put you on hold. The way this station is wired currently, this is going to change here in a few weeks, but... You can't hear me talking to Brooke, but Brooke is a younger person who's been working as an intern here, and from the ranks of interns here at KSCO come our finest, you know, employees and people.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that's where Dave Michaels came from. I mean, that's everybody that you've come to know and love here, pretty much came from the ranks of interns. And by the way, we need a slew of new interns here. and where did you come from, Brooke?
I live locally, actually. I've lived in Santa Cruz all my life. I was working at Palace Arts in Capitola. And I got the opportunity to come in here and do a commercial spot. And I was asked to come back in and intern. And here I am.
Well, great. I mean, that's where it happens. I mean... So you and I need to talk about spending more time on what you'd like to do for fun anyhow. And,
definitely.
And carry, you know, float KSCO in the world here a lot more than it is. So, Warren, you use Facebook a lot for
you? No, I'm not too much in the computer world, but I do... I'm more of a hands-on guy.
Yeah, great. Well, Wendy, thanks for bringing that up, and thanks for giving us another little sample of Janis Joplin.
Well, thank you for all you guys do. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much. 479-1080 is phone number to call if you want to join us here on the Saturday special at 10:30 on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. MZ@KSCO.com is the email address. Special guest today is Warren Knox of Knox Root. I've been wanting to talk to Warren on the air for a long time and get some of his get some of his insider thoughts on marketing, because he's a local marketer extraordinaire. And I was thinking if Warren was on our staff here, I think KSEO would become a lot more popular than it already is, because he just thinks about marketing all the time, and I'd like to think about it, and all the rest of us at KSEO would like to think about it. But it's like a moving freight train all the time, keeping this place going, you know?
And you got to change all the time. Nothing in business stays the same.
So yeah, really.
The world's changing, and you have to change your business.
A perfect example is Fox News giving us an ultimatum recently that we had to turn over more of the station to them, or we couldn't use their news anymore. So I said, see you around.
Right. you got to be able to roll with the punches in business.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what advice would you give to people? I wasn't bred to be in business for myself so much. I mean, I guess I was a little bit. My dad said, have a license, in the health fields. That's what Dad used to tell me to do. And he says, if you have a license in the health fields, you're always going to be able to make a living. Mm-hmm. So I guess that wasn't necessarily saying be in business for yourself as he was. He was an optometrist in Pacific Avenue for, 45, 50 years. In downtown Santa Cruz, his patients loved him, and they thought he was a character. He used to enjoy, meeting all these people who would come in and say, "Hey, man, it's where it's at. Don't you know where it's at?" And he would say, "No, tell me where it's at, man." And he said, "Man, like, if you don't know where it's at, man, I mean, like, I can't tell you." And he would be amused by all this kind of stuff,
Sure.
So, but anyhow, I became entrepreneurial just out of necessity. Because I couldn't hold a job. People didn't, people just, I don't know. I always saw better ways of doing things, and you don't push your way of doing things on someone when you're the employee.
Right. Well, you do have to have some heart to go into business for yourself. You do have to take risks. You have to be a risk taker. Go jump the fence, so to speak. It does have to be bred into you.
But it was for you. It was for you, right?
And well, I did it to myself. I had some mentors along the way, but that would be my advice, is that you do need to get some mentors at a young age. You need to go to a business class, or you need to talk to successful business people and get their inspiration, because in this economy, there's not a lot of bright lights out there to go into business for yourself. You have to have a product, of course, and you have to then have that ambition.
Products versus service, because you have a business. You have at least one business for both that I know of.
Yeah.
Your Knox Garden Box is for a product-oriented business.
Right.
And I guess really
roofing is a product, too.
Roofing is more of a service, I thought. But
both. It's you're putting products together into one piece, so it is a product.
Okay.
That's how I look at it. It is.
Well, you can't tell me if this is not. And by the way, Rick in Boise, Idaho, I'm happy you called, and we're going to get to you right next here. And by the way, if you want to call us, it's 479-1080 in area 831. If you want to email us, it's mz@ksco.com. We're talking with Warren Knox, and I'm about to ask him. What were we talking about? I forgot.
About the ambition of going into business for yourself and what you need to do.
Okay, isn't it true that the sky is the limit when you have a product-oriented business, but when it's a service-oriented business, you're sort of limited by the number of hours in the day or by the number of good employees you can hire?
That and the market. How many roofs can I put on in Santa Cruz County is a good example.
Okay.
How many boxes can I sell? So,
but you sell boxes way outside of Santa Cruz County, but you don't do too many roofs outside of Santa Cruz County, am I right?
Right. So,
is it correct to say that you do? I mean, this is sort of a personal question, but is it correct to say that I would assume that you make considerably more money from your Knox Garden Box business because it's a it's a product menu.
Yes and no. It is a seasonal thing. So it's a 3-4 month out of the year deal, although I'm trying to teach people more about gardening in the winter than in the summer. So, roofing is where I spend my primary focus on, the community here, is to be in the community.
Let's go to Rick in Boise, Idaho. Hey, Rick, welcome to KSCO. You're on the air.
Hey, congratulations to both you guys. Speaking of small businesses, it's Small Business Saturday. And MZ started a business via InfoWars. You got a quality product going there and business opportunities there as well. So
thank you for bringing that up, Rick.
The winter gardening thing is of vital interest here in Idaho. It's 38 degrees right now. But if you have the right kind of greenhouse, you can garden year-round. And a lot of people get gardening withdrawals here in the winter months.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. So we can teach you how to garden year-round with the Knox Garden Box. It's a lot of fun. I've got gardens growing now, and I'm going to show people off at my store this year, bigger and better than ever, on how to garden year-round.
This is great, and I like the mentoring thing, too. That thing would really catch on. And using it with the new technology, oh, my God. That's, like you said, the sky's the limit on that part.
Yeah,
I always, when I was in the video business, that was the first business that I was in, the video production business that I started in 1973 after I was laid off from a job that I loved and would still be doing today, making not much more than minimum wage. I was in charge of producing and hosting a 30-minute nightly news program here on the local cable television channel on what they called the teleprompter. I was 21 years old. And when I lost that job, not because I didn't do a good job. In fact, the boss told me every day how much he appreciated my work. But I lost a job because of a company-wide cutback, because of a downturn in their business or something.
Yeah.
But I really liked working with the new, you know, portable video technology then, so I started a video production company in 1973.
And my God, you're working with those 1-inch tapes, those big, huge tapes.
Well, 3/4 inch and 1-inch. I would edit 3/4 to 1-inch, and then I would release on 3/4, and then later VHS and Beta and so forth. And now it's such a different world. I was talking with husband of my niece, who used to be in the who was very connected to the world of video sales, and I wanted to show him the station here, our brand new talk studio, which will become a multimedia studio here very shortly, and you know, we're going to have video editing facilities here at the station, and we're going to be a complete. So Warren, I'm excited hearing you talk about, you know, what is really needed to get this country back on track.
You got to get the small businessman going again, and the only way you're going to do that is by starting small and getting the young kids excited about going into business for themselves, that there is an opportunity to make money and have fun doing it. And if you use a business plan, which is what's needed in any business, is a plan. You just don't go in blindfolded. You do have to have some a direction, and that can be through education, through mentoring, all kinds of people that can help you succeed in business. It's not, you don't have to do it by yourself. There's a lot of great people out there who have gone through businesses and can teach you, and that's what our country needs right now.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what our country needs? There's two impediments that's hitting small businessmen. One is overregulation from all these different alphabet soup agencies coming over to thug you and nickel and dime you. And then other stuff, too. So it has to be taken away. We got to get these impediments and help the small businessmen out.
Well, and they wonder why business people would rather not have employees. It's not because they don't like employees. Well, it's hard to get really good employees. We've got the best here at KSCO. We're really lucky. But the way our government is set up, when you hire your first employee, you have to hire your second employee to fill out all the government forms that are required for the first employee.
And you need 10 employees to pay for the first employee.
See, we got all these problems, you know, that could be solved. And look at Alex Jones's operation. You should visit his studio. You'd salivate in there with all the tech in there. You'd love it.
Have you seen it, Rick?
No, but I've seen it on his production.
I have seen it, and that's where a lot of the inspiration I've got.
I'd love to go there.
You know, Alex's operation is in Austin. It is awesome. It makes NBC and CNN look like nothing. I mean, that's how serious this guy is. And he understands new media. And thank you for pointing out that we're in business with InfoWars. We call it InfoWars Team. And we're all about independence. We're all about getting people to be independent without having to be laden with a bunch of employees. They're all independent business owners, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So
one of the things I have that's a little bit awkward is that I actually enjoy hiring people. The more the merrier for me, because I know what.
Well, I don't think that it's a bad thing to hire people, especially when there's times like this when there are a lot of good people out there out of work.
Well, I know.
I'm just saying that the way the laws are set up.
Well, the laws are
it's a chilling mm-hmm. effect.
Yeah,
I won't go into all that with the roofing trade. I'll tell you, you would not want to go into business in roofing if you knew everything that I'm having
to
deal with.
Just the workman's comp alone has got to be horrendous. Sure. I mean, I don't know what you pay your people, but I'll bet you pay that much again to the government, to the workman's comp insurance companies. Am I right?
I'm
not exaggerating.
No, it's terrible. And then OSHA is another entity that's...
you're in California. That's right. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So,
but you used to be here, Rick, and that's why you listened to us?
I lived there for 36 years. I grew up with your station back in the old days, a wonderful music theme, and then you resurrected the station 22 years ago after the earthquake.
Uh-huh.
Been listening ever since.
Oh, okay, great. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, we're so happy you called Saturday special, and have a great rest of the year and a wonderful 2012.
Thank you, and remember, Small Business Saturday, whatever town you're in, patronize your small business.
Small Business Saturday. You've said that twice. Now, maybe what we should do, maybe that's what we should call a program.
Small Business Saturday. Sounds catchy.
Small Business Saturday. Yeah. Wow. Rick, I've got your phone number here but in the caller ID, but I wish you would send me an email. Would you send me an email to mz@ksco.com so I can talk to you about this maybe a little bit?
Definitely. And the high school thing sounds really good, so maybe after the holidays I can start contacting people and getting things going.
Hey,
I used to walk my dogs right by your station over there every day.
Well, I'm sure everybody's better for that.
Everybody should have a dog.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. Thanks, Rick. That was Rick in Boise, Idaho. It's a quarter. Well, it's 16 minutes before 11 a.m. here on the Saturday special. Here about time for a commercial break. So let's go. Let's take a commercial break here on your favorite radio station, and let's make sure that Warren's latest commercial is in there because it's particularly creative. And we'll be back in just a few minutes, so stay with us here on AM 1080
KSEO. Black Friday weekend is coming right up, and Palace Art is jumping in the game with some killer deals that will make any artist on your gift list smile this season. Hi, I'm Shannon from the Capitola Palace. Brooke, what do we have that will make the artist smile?
Check this out. For adults, we have wooden Lyra artist easels, normally $89.99, just $39.99. Winton Complete Oil Color Set, normally $69.95, only $14.99. And for kids, we have kids easels, normally $39.99, just $19.99. Wood Box Color Creativity Set, normally $42.99, only $9.99. And there's lots more.
Wow, these deals are too good to be true. So hurry into Palace and grab the ones you want before they are gone. 3 days only.
Forget that big screen TV. Get in here. Go with Palace and get into art this Black Friday weekend. And just think, you'll be shopping local.
Palace Art and Office Supply, 1407 Pacific Avenue in Santa Cruz and 1501 41st Avenue in Capitola.
Hi, folks. Warren Knox here of Knox Roofing. You know there's a lot of sounds that come out and into a roof, such as...
Watch it, Blitzen. Hold up, Donner. Ha, 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 ha.
One of the sounds might be...
Oh, my God, honey. The roof is leaking on our bed.
Also sounds like... These are all sounds that can have great adverse effects on your home. Here at Knox Roofing, we know what to do when the creak or the drip comes or the thud from Santa's sleigh hits. Especially the verbal abuse that can come from your spouse. Okay, let's keep sounds outside this winter by calling Knox Roofing at 461-0634. Thanks, folks!
This weekend at the Home Depot, get an LG front load washer or dryer for just $549 each. That's $900 off the pair. That's also just one example of the great Black Friday savings you'll find over the store. The LG washer and dryer have extra large capacity. They're extra quiet, and right now at just $549 each, they're extra affordable. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through November 28th, while supplies last, U.S. only, see store for details.
Hi, I'm Andy, the produce manager at Ben Lomond Market. We have some great two-week specials. California large navels, 79 cents a pound. Wisconsin 12-ounce packaged cranberries, $1.99 each. California garnet yams, 69 cents a pound. California red seedless grapes, $1.69 a pound. And from Mexico, Haas avocados, $1.19 each. And Italian squash, 79 cents a pound. These are just a few of our specials. In Annex, we are featuring local grown celery, 99 cents each. Butternut squash, 77 cents a pound. California organic yams and Hana sweet potatoes, 88 cents a pound. And organic Fuji apples and Granny Smith apples, $1.49 a pound. We have all your fresh produce needs for this special time of the year. Don't forget your Giznitz Ranch pies at Ben Lomond Market and Scotts Valley Markets.
With support and encouragement from Bishop Richard Garcia, the traditional Latin High Mass is offered every Sunday at 8:45 a.m. at the Shrine of St. Joseph, 544 Westcliff Drive, Santa Cruz. Sacred and mystical worship in the ancient tradition of the church is presented with Gregorian chant and sacred polyphony. All are welcome. For more information, go to www.missionlatinmass.com.
You're listening to KSCO, serving Prunedale, Parkfield, and Spreckles.
You certainly are, and we're so happy that you are listening to that, to KSCO, serving Spreckles and Yenoda. J.J. Jeffrey, that great voice that you hear, says serving no, and Yenoda. Where's Yenoda? Do you know where Yenoda is?
I actually have no idea.
Do you know where Yenoda is?
Yenoda.
Yenoda.
Not me.
Oh, I mean, sure, they're not spelling it backwards or something.
Oh, mother, hello, father.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Is that like?
Well, listen. I'm hoping we'll get some calls from people who are. How many people are listening to us right now, who are interested in getting into business? Not necessarily Warren's business. Not necessarily my business. But interested in getting into business, or are most people listening to us, you know, beyond that already, their retirement age? I don't know. But I'd like to think that there are a lot of people listening to us who dream about being in business for themselves so that they could be more in control of their lives. Mm-hmm. Okay. So 479-1080, please give us a call if you want to talk about that. I'd like to turn the conversation in that direction. If possible. In the meantime, we're going to talk with our guest Warren Knox about. There's something about an entrepreneurial person that you're never happy with one business or two businesses. You just always want to keep.
Well, and you just brought up a great point. Is that it's nice to be your own boss. You do have to take orders from your spouse and your employees now and then, but you know that the buck stops here, and I like that power, so to speak, and that's what I think entrepreneurship does. Is it does give you a sense of power and authority and challenge, and that's what I think a lot of people that go into business do.
A lot of people go into business because they're urged to do so by friends and family. You say, hey, you're really good at this, or you're really good at that. You really ought to make it into a business. You're a really good chef, so you ever think of opening a restaurant? Right, or right. some sort of a wholesale
food. Or a good product.
Food.
They've invented a good new product.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what happened. That's what happened with my mom, which is you know, at her age, which is getting up there, people who listened to KSCO and heard her commentaries over the years have said, they're so good. I mean, whenever they come on, I pull over and stop and listen. You really ought to make a book out of your commentary. So she heard that enough so that she decided to do that.
Well, I'm hoping there's thousands out there that want to go into business for themselves. It's the American way. So if there's the phone should be ringing off the hook.
Well, it's not ringing off the hook, so that tells me that either
they
most
got a
of
job
the,
already.
Oh, yeah, either most of the people just don't really want to go into business for themselves, or aren't the slightest bit interested. The people who are listening to us, or there are fewer people listening to us than I think and hope there are. Anyhow, back to my mom's book. She is here today for KSCO. I'm Kay Zwirling. We're working on getting this book available at various bookstores and Costco. We're going to go to work on that. I've actually talked to Costco manager, and they said it's really hard to get local books featured here. And I said, why? You're part of the local community. Anyhow, if you get a chance, you go into Costco, make sure that you ask them for KSCO. I'm Kay Zwirling, a collection of commentaries, because I think this should be at Costco and should be at the local bookstores. We got to go to that. But if you want to get one today, come on down to the radio station at 2300 Portola, and you will get it personally signed by Kate. $25 for one, but if you buy multiple copies, there are significant discounts. I mean, you can even get it down to even half price here if you want to, or less than half, if you want to buy a bunch to or a number of them for holiday gifts. They make great holiday gifts for the smart people that you know whom you want to make even smarter. It's your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, the Saturday special. Let's go to the phone lines now to Kylie in Santa Cruz. Hey, welcome, Kylie. You're on the air.
Thank you very much. I like your program. I think it's great.
Well, thank you.
I'm from a society that business was our heart and soul, and I mean grassroots, like a tribe. It's really valuable. They look at business as part of the increase of multiply status, like having children.
Okay.
So business.
Wow. So where what is that background? I mean, where are you?
It's animism. It's I'm in Santa Cruz, but it's a Ugandan tribal situation. Okay. It's like service is. I, by the age of 5, can do everything my mom and dad can do except breastfeed.
Well, you could probably train yourself to do that.
Oh, my dad did. My dad did that too. But what I'm saying is that once you learn early what the community requires, because we have community. Okay, here we're always trying to make a community, but we have community in the village, and so you do what the others do, so we all know what can be done. See, so my job used to be feed the baby or eat the food. Okay? That's service. If the food's not eaten, you don't prepare, so you don't waste. Okay? And so we earn everything, even the chance to get married. You know, so business is vital. I'm 62. And I have a nonprofit, and I have a newsletter because it's only 5,000 copies, but I know there's 45,000 people in Santa Cruz.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's my marketing. Okay, simple, step by step. And then what I find is most people are in business, but they don't have a business plan because it's real hard for them to put the language in process. So I just ask questions like, say, if I'm preparing a dinner, who is coming? What am I doing? Who, when, where, why, how? Okay? And so if I went to business school, I would just pass out and die. Mm-hmm. Because
you got to sort of learn by doing is what the message is here,
yes,
right? Okay.
Yes, but then you find out from the colloquial term you know, like in the big language, what does this mean in the grassroots language? Because I learned about economics from child craft, right down to business, right down to protesting, right down to merger, and right down to the two kids sitting on the beach under our umbrella as well-earned vacation. So you just look for places where the information is. And I find anything dealing with youth have a language that can help us.
You got it. You nailed it. Colleen, thanks very much for your call to the Saturday special. Our next caller is Rosemary and Ben Lomond. Is that our Rosemary and Ben Lomond?
It certainly is your Rosemary and Ben Lomond. Morning, guys.
Hey.
Morning.
Morning, Warren. I love your commercials. I love them on radio. I love them on TV. I love it when you do the pratfalls and the slapstick stuff. It's hilarious, and I've always thought that humor was a great way to get the message across to folks, and you do that very effectively, and it's wonderful that you're a part of the community.
Do you think we should have a new rule at KSCO that for all advertisers, they must have humorous ads or we won't accept them? Because we know that they'll be way more effective that way, right?
I agree with you. I do think it's very effective, unless it's something really, really dramatic, and that's not always possible for companies to come up with. I did want to give a plug to Happy Hour and to Good Morning Monterey Bay, both which run in drive time Monday through Friday. Santa Cruz Score is an organization that just won best of in the country, I believe, for its size of market, and KSCO played a very big role in that. They join me every Tuesday morning at 7:45. They join Charlie every Tuesday afternoon at 5:15. And the Score Mentor, and it's a free service, folks. These are people that have all been in business for 20, 30, and 40 years.
Oh, my God. And Rosie, you're making me feel horrible because I've heard, how can I forget that?
Yes,
but
no,
thank you for being on top of that.
That's a good place for people to go.
Organization, and it's free, folks. It's free home backyard. They give you, help you with your business plan. They look at all aspects of marketing. They help you all the way through it. And then they'll periodically, they bring in businesses to those interviews, and we talk about, okay, how did you start this, or how did you do that? And so just remember them if you are, you know, an aspiring entrepreneur and you want to go into business. It's a wonderful free resource right in your back door, and it's santacruzscore.org.
Yay. That's great. And on KSCO at what times on Tuesday on your show?
7:45 on Tuesday morning with me, and then 5:15 Tuesday afternoon with Charlie. And they're never they may be the same people, but it's always a different take on the subject du jour. So check it out. It's a free service. And there you go, guys. Great to hear you, Warren. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Rosie. Appreciate your call. 479-1080 is the phone number to call in area 831. That's our new system here where when the phone line disconnects, it goes boom like that. Boom. Did I do a good impression? Boom. Not quite right. Okay. Margaret in Santa Cruz, you're on the air.
Hi. Happy Black Saturday.
Thank you. To you too.
So having a business is great, and I think people should advertise on KSCO.
So do I.
Really, I tell all my business friends to advertise on your channel. Now, what I'm wondering is, and I'll take my answer off the air, where does KSCO advertise?
We advertise in a lot of the local weekly press, like, Scotts Valley Times, Aptos Times, and Capitola Times, and in Metro Santa Cruz. But you're right. We don't advertise as much as we should in the other media. You're absolutely right. So thank you for bringing that up if that's where you were going with it. And by the way, I'm looking at the clock. It's 5 seconds to the top of the hour at KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. Here's CNN News back in 6 minutes somewhere.
Radio. I'm Barbara Hall. Pakistani officials are condemning an attack by coalition forces early Saturday that left 24 Pakistani soldiers dead. They say NATO helicopters opened fire on two checkpoints near the border with Afghanistan. CNN's Nick Peyton Walsh reports it may be a case of friendly fire during an anti-terror operation.
We understand from an Afghan border police official that in that particular area opposite the Pakistani side where this incident occurred, there is currently an operation going on by Afghan, and presumably you would also think NATO troops as well, to flush out pockets of Taliban. And that may possibly be linked to this. It may explain some of the activity around that particular area.
NATO's commander in Afghanistan is promising a thorough investigation. NBA owners and players have reached a tentative deal to start a 66-game season on Christmas Day. League Commissioner David Stern says an approval process will take a few days to finalize.
Our goal is to, if we can do that and get everything out of the way, to open training camps on December 9th.
President Obama seems to approve when asked about the potential agreement after playing basketball at Fort McNair today. Mr. Obama gave a thumbs up and said, good deal. This morning, the Mars rover Curiosity was launched from Cape Canaveral. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden says it will look for signs of life.
The ultimate payoff would be to go have its robotic arm and drill, take some samples from the soil there, and find not only that there are signs that life once existed on the planet, but there are actually living microbes there now.
For those holiday shoppers who don't like crowds, online merchants are expected to offer some good deals on Cyber Monday. Sales for the one-day event are projected to hit a record $1.2 billion. This is CNN Radio.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this Friday through Monday. That's because this Friday through Monday, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your own one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this Friday through Monday for a reward worth up to $1,000 only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call Andy or Phyllis Anderson at 888-245-0300. That's 888-245-0300. You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call Andy or Phyllis Anderson at 888-245-0300. That's 888-245-0300.
Good morning, everyone. You've got it tuned in to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.
It's Saturday, November 26th, 2011. I'm Dave Michaels with traffic and weather for you. We'll start off with weather because there's not a whole lot of traffic to report on out there right now. As a matter of fact, I'm not seeing anything being reported by CHP at this time. Your weather forecast for today is for sunny conditions with highs around 65 degrees tonight, partly cloudy with overnight lows around 43 degrees. Tomorrow should be sunny once again, but cool with highs only expected to reach around 65 degrees, pretty much the same way as it is expected to run today. Your boaters forecast for tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Traffic and weather this hour brought to you by Think Local First Santa Cruz. Pledge to shop the 500 businesses of Think Local First next week and become eligible to win $500 in Shop Local Week prizes. Pledge at thinklocalsantacruz.org and remember to think local first. The time now is 11:06, time for hour number two of the Saturday special with your host, Michael Zwirling.
But not before we play the latest Kay's commentary. I think it's the latest, right?
Yeah, sure.
It's loaded
it's
up
late.
Here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so let me get the thing going here, right? Here. Wait a minute. It's playing here. How come I'm not hearing it?
I don't know. You want to play from in here?
No. You know what I need to do? I need to
pharmacy.
Do the computer. Okay, here, let's just start it over again here, okay?
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
Dear listeners, since the 1920s, the issue of health has grown enormously. Pharmaceutical companies were then in their infancy. There were very few medications at that time. I'm not even sure that aspirin was around. Since then, the awareness of supplements is also new. Pharmaceuticals are medications, and supplements are usually vitamins and minerals. The former can be very toxic, while supplements are healing to the human body. Pharmaceutical companies have grown very powerful, and now they want the FDA to control and even eliminate supplements so that they can sell more of their toxic medications. Supplements like vitamin C now can only be obtained in Europe with a prescription. The FDA now wants the power to control our supplements here in the USA by also having the public obtain prescriptions to purchase vitamins. And that's outrageous. Do you think I'm exaggerating? Please listen. Back in the early 1990s, the FDA tried to make many, many supplements illegal. Consumers were so alarmed by the FDA's powers that they staged a mass revolt. The result was that Congress passed the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. That law protected supplements from the FDA unless the FDA could prove a supplement was not safe. The irony of that was that many pharmaceuticals are unsafe, but supplements usually are not unsafe. There was, however, a loophole in the 1994 law. The FDA was given the authority to regulate new ingredients introduced after October 15, 1994. So what happened? For 17 years, the FDA took no action, gave no guidance, and launched no enforcement of these new dietary ingredients. And that's been a good thing, because for 17 years, the dietary supplement industry has enjoyed tremendous innovations. These innovations have allowed us to extract and concentrate the most effective natural ingredients. As a result, millions of consumers have benefited. They have protected their hearts and arteries, found relief from their joint pain, boosted their memory, and much, much more. And during this time, supplements have enjoyed a remarkable safety record. Statistics show that supplements are much safer than prescription drugs, cosmetics, medical devices, and even some foods. Meanwhile, pathogens like E. coli in food kill at least 2,000 people every year. Drugs like Tylenol kill 450 people per year, and more powerful prescription drugs kill many more. Even the FDA now says that Vioxx likely killed over 26,000 people before they finally took that off the market. Now we, the people, must talk to our government representatives and tell them that we're very concerned about the new FDA power and control over our dietary supplements. Supplements have an unrivaled safety record, while pharmaceuticals do not. And so that is why we the people must demand our government not let this law go through with the FDA. The pharmaceutical industry must not have control over our vitamins and minerals. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.
And the book for KSCO, I'm Kay Swirling. I believe that's one of the commentaries that's in the book. If not, there's one sort of like it. And it's available online at KSCO.com website, or today at the radio station, and hopefully during the holiday season at one or more local merchants. So it's a wonderful, wonderful book, and when you buy it, every penny of the purchase price goes to support KSCO Radio, as does every time you buy nutritional supplements from Youngevity, weight loss, skin care, etc. Every time you do that, it keeps KSCO going and able to be the unique radio station that it is. So please do all you can to support KSCO by making sure that you visit its advertisers and tell them that the reason that you're there is because of their ad on KSCO. And if you want some great, an idea for a great a holiday gift for friends and relatives, the book of KSCO's commentaries by Kay Swirling, my mom, is a wonderful, wonderful gift. So let's start hour number two officially. We're talking about business and entrepreneurism with a special guest today, Warren Knox of Knox Roofing and Knox Garden Box, and some new businesses.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio.
Have Dennis and Felton line one. We'll get to that call after we take a few moments here to acknowledge the sad news that we learned. I learned yesterday. I was shopping at Scarborough Gardens yesterday, and I saw a sign that said Scarborough will be closed today, Saturday, in honor to honor the death of Alvin Scarborough. The owner of Scarborough Lumber and Scarborough Gardens, and I believe the Ace Hardware franchise in Kings Village Shopping Center. What a shock. I had no idea that that had happened, and I guess today is the memorial service, right, Warren?
Yep. Yeah, he was a great businessman in the community. We could take some lessons from him.
And this happened very suddenly earlier in the week. I think it was Monday, apparently, and very sad to hear, but he built quite a big family of kids and grandkids, mm-hmm. and so forth. So I'm sure the legacy will continue. I didn't know Alvin personally, but I believe you did quite well.
Sure. Yeah, he roamed around from store to store and was active. So the family is all into the company, and I'm sure, like you say, it will thrive and through your help continue to support them.
And, yeah, you really have to take your hat off for local businesses that have and I know that business has been very supportive, particularly of sporting events and so forth in the community. A lot of community support, mm-hmm. from that business. So we're saddened to hear of the passing of Alvin Scarborough and urge you. Is the memorial service?
Yes, at 1 o'clock today at Twin Creeks Church.
And where is that?
That's in Aptos.
Okay.
Yep. So
Oh, Twin Lakes.
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Okay.
Twin Lakes.
Where Twin Creeks was. Yeah, the Twin Lakes.
I'm sorry.
That's more in line with something I would expect for Alvin Scarborough.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful facility. And that's right off the freeway. You get off at Park Avenue Park Avenue is the best way to get off to. And welcome back to hour number two. No, welcome to, not welcome back to, because we're just starting hour number two, so welcome to it. We're talking with Warren Knox, a special guest today on the Saturday special, and if you'd like to give us a call, we'd like to hear from you. 479-1080 is the phone number in area 831, or if you want to send an email, it's the email address to use is my personal email address, mz@ksco.com. Let's go to the phone lines now and say hello to Dennis and Felton. Thanks for holding, Dennis. You're on the air. Hello.
Did you hear about...
I'm sorry. I didn't have you all the way up. I thought I did. Go ahead. Start again, please, Dennis. I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yes, you're on now.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about Alvin. I knew Alvin. He's a great guy. Used to buy my product.
What's your product?
I make carpenter's tool bags. This is McRose Leathers, McRose Tool Belts in Felton. And I just want to say that I really enjoy, Warren, your ads and your humor, and it's just great to look forward to.
Thank you.
I have a two-part question. Two different things. How do you measure the effectiveness of your various advertising, and then the other thing is just in your career, what was the toughest thing that you had to be challenged by in business, and how did you overcome it?
Well, those are two big questions, but the way that I measure effectiveness of marketing and the business is, of course, the bottom line. and the phone is ringing. Believe it or not, we are going on 6 years of record-breaking sales. So I have not seen an effect on the recession at all in my business due to and I contribute that to marketing.
And it's not just marketing; it's effective marketing.
Effective,
yeah, because you can spend a lot of money on marketing, and if your commercials just don't resonate with anybody, then you're throwing your money away.
Right. So the phone rings, and then it's up to us to take it from there. So the whole idea is to get the phone to ring and take it from there, and then have a good infrastructure within the company to make those to perform the service that you're selling.
You pull your calls and find out where your ads come
we
from?
We do a lot of that, yes. And, of course, the main answer is where don't we hear from you? Because I try to saturate every medium out there so that I'm not missing anybody out there. Because not everybody watches the TV or the radio or the newspaper and all the different mediums that are out there for people to choose from. I try to budget and to make good buys with the different advertisers that I give money to so that I'm getting the best buys as well. A lot of people think that marketing is expensive, but in reality it's quite inexpensive for what it gives you. So and a lot of the challenges, of course, have been insurances and costs of doing business, of course, equipment breakdowns like everybody has in business that you don't account for. Those are things that you can't always put in your budget is unforeseen circumstances, but you just have to buckle down and go back to work and earn more money.
Hey, you Dennis, how's your business doing these days?
It could do a little better.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you have the kind of business where it's not probably as conducive, certainly not to mass media advertising, if there is such a thing
Correct.
Anymore.
Correct.
You know, you're more at the mercy of economies, of economics, as I guess, you know.
Send a flyer to every contractor in Santa Cruz County on your product, and that would be a good start.
Now, there's some great advice. Anyhow, Dennis, thanks for your call to the Saturday special. We do appreciate that. You take care now, and best of luck to you in the future. If you want to give us a call, 479-1080, particularly if there's some local business that you would like to salute. You know, there's a good number of local business. Warren and I were talking off the air. You know,
local businesses need to be recognized and supported, but they're not talked enough about. I mean, so here's some good airtime.
Yeah, exactly.
You can give
If there's someone, I would really like it to fill up the phone lines with people who are listening, who can think of a particular local business in the Monterey Bay area that they would like to personally recognize and thank. They don't need to be an advertiser on KSCO or anything like that, but. But that's nice if they are, because we'd like to feel that we play a part in that. But if there's a particular business that you would like to recognize, particularly if it's a locally owned and operated business, here is the time to call 479-1080.
It is Christmas time, too, so we got to get these people out there loosening up their checkbook a little bit. And things don't have to cost a lot. They just have to spend their money.
That's exactly right.
A little bit here and a little bit there.
Yeah. Okay. Now, a caller earlier called one that was curious about how Warren came to Santa Cruz and where he went to college.
I went to college at College of the Redwoods up in Eureka and Humboldt State for a short time. And then the rest was all business. Went into business right away. And salesmanship.
Sounds like you were in business. If you did the Knox Garden Box when you were 16 years old, it sounds like you were in business while you were in college.
There was some breaks there while I was going through some education and some different life-changing things and get some more future knowledge of things out there. Got into farm equipment sales for many years. I moved out to Modesto, actually, and I've got a job as a farm equipment salesman. Traveled 11 western states selling farm equipment to all the John Deere dealerships up and down the West Coast and into Mexico. Got tired of traveling at an early age and got into roofing.
Of
all things, what was I thinking?
Yeah, and did you, like, survey the area and decide that least at that time there weren't enough roofing contractors?
Yeah, I came to Santa Cruz, and actually I drove down every street in Santa Cruz area for weeks, and I looked at all the bad roofs in this town, and I go, holy smokes.
But you must have gone through the yellow pages at the time, right?
No.
Oh, you didn't? See how many... You just saw how many roofs there were.
I can see a bad roof from my pickup truck. So I wrote down addresses, and I got an idea how many thousands of bad roofs there are in this town.
Did you knock on any of those doors?
Oh, I did.
You did. Okay, good.
Oh, sure.
You didn't just put an ad in the paper or you didn't do passive, marketing. Active marketing by knocking on doors.
I did that, but then there's better ways of marketing than knocking on doors. There's KSCO.
Hey, I love it. That's true. Yeah, there is KSCO, of course, I thought that the phone lines would be totally jammed and that they would be melted down when they're all out shopping. Maybe that's what's going on. Yeah. And if they're listening to us, they're in the cash register, line and so forth. Right. And so
it's all good.
Right. Yeah, that's good. So I won't feel too bad. But I do think that there are businesses that do need to be should be recognized as you say.
Yeah.
And but we could be doing that. We can be doing that all season long, I guess. And by the way, on December 8th, which I believe is a Thursday, from I think it's from 4 until 7 or 5 until – it's somewhere in there, in the afternoon. We're going to have our third or fourth annual Think Local First Eggnog Social. mm-hmm. here at KSCO Studios at the brand newly renovated talk studio and facilities. It's a work in progress. We're upgrading KSCO. If you go by, you'll see a brand new parking lot.
You're gonna have eggnog or what?
We're gonna have lots of eggnog. Okay. We're gonna have food.
Okay.
But and all we ask is that you be a member of Think Local mm-hmm. First. And there are some 500 businesses that mm-hmm. are a member of Think Local First.
You bet.
And, which is a wonderful, wonderful organization worth supporting. So December 8th, two weeks from Thanksgiving Day, 2 days ago, right here at the radio station.
Year's flying by, isn't it?
Yeah, and a lot of those businesses are given the opportunity to be interviewed by Charlie live here on the air during the afternoon drive program that Dave and Charlie do together. Put that down on your calendar if you are a business person. And if you're not a business person, I think it'd be cool for you to become a business person, because there's nothing like being in charge of your own. You don't have to worry mm-hmm. about being fired. I mean, you have to worry about certain things like
success.
Yeah, right.
That's all.
but chances are, if you're successful in business, in your own business, no, that's wrong too. I was going to say, if you're successful in your own business, you're probably going to end up making more money than if you're successful, you know, as an employee in some business. That ain't true at all. In fact, a lot of times the employees make more than the business owner. That's true.
There are times that
No wonder no one's calling, because no one wants to go into business. No one has the guts to go into business, and why should they? They're probably smart enough to realize, you know, that life is good the way it is.
Benefits and the right. Don't have to worry about their check bouncing every week. It's beautiful for employees sometimes.
Right.
But
hey, tell us about this new business that you got cooking in your head here.
Well,
tell us.
I want to get into the biomass energy business. I think there's a lot of avenue for that out there in the energy business.
Is that like biofuels?
Well, no. This is turning waste wood and scraps into a pellet form. I'm a dealer right now for pellet cooking stoves. If anybody who's using a Traeger cooking stove, they'll know what I'm talking about. It's the greatest tasting food you'll ever cook out of a Traeger. Out of cooking with wood, it's different than gas and charcoal. So through my wood background and timber background, I'm going to I'm working on building a pellet mill to manufacture all of our waste wood into a pellet form. So I'm my business plan ready and working on capital. And just dealing with the legal ends of things now, which is another factor in going into business, is the legal end of things, not the dream.
Wow. I want to talk a little bit more of that after the break. We got a break coming up now, right, Brooke? Let's do that. It's your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. We are looking to let's take this break, and we'll come back with hopefully a whole slew of callers. Stand by. I think we have a break. It's there somewhere. No break? Okay, well, forget about the break. We're back. We're back doing the Warren, here, you be the host for a while here, because phone system is down. Now the commercials are down. Okay? Yeah. So here, you be the host for a while. Let's see. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Well, I'd like to... boy, now you got me on the spot here. So those of you out there in business, keep going. Get up in the morning and make it happen. It's not easy to be in business these days, but if you just get up in the morning and make the best of it, drink a cup of coffee, get yourself wired up, you can make things happen. So call in here. Tell us what's on your mind. If you have any... situations. Again, SCORE is a great organization to talk to about challenges that you may have in business. There is both your product and then there's the legal end of running a business, which is just as challenging as promoting your product. So be sure that you are in legal terms with the government so that you're not getting in any trouble. In my business, I have an outfit called OSHA, which is a very challenging organization to stay clear of. Taxes and insurances and all of that that take to run a business is, again, very challenging. So feel free to get in with Rosie on her show on SCORE and talk to her when she's on the air here and keep going.
Warren, you're a great host. You're a wonderful host. And we're going to go to the phone lines here and take our take Helga in Carmel. Helga, welcome to KSCO. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning. I listen to your Saturday program every time. And I have a lot of ideas. My problem is finances. I don't have any more money. I haven't worked over a year, and my money is run dry. So how much does it? Can you do something on a shoestring? I mean, I've written poetry. I like to write. I speak fluent German, so I was thinking about maybe translator for German. There is a need for that. Then cooking. I love to cook, you know. And my dream and my hobby is miniatures. So I'm a big miniature collector. So I've been thinking about doing things that I could sell on eBay maybe. But nothing really materializes. I don't know. Maybe I'm procrastinating. But now I listen to your program, I'm inspired.
Well, you have to put things down on paper. So having it in your head is great. That's a good. That's the first start. But develop a business plan, put it on paper, and then begin to show it to people. Show it to other people and get their ideas. And you will be surprised who just might say, you know, I've got a few extra dollars here I might want to put into that idea. And that's how you get people getting your business off the ground. You would be surprised. I know banks are a little tough right now, but that may change someday where you can actually go into a bank again like you used to with a good business plan and get your dream going. There's a lot of different avenues out there, small business administrations and Uncle Fred, who, you know, there's a lot of places that you can have. You don't need a lot of capital to start a small business. It depends, again, on the product you're trying to promote.
No, I also have something, an invention that I came up with, it, you know, and that thing would work. But how do you go about that? Because you got to have one to show or send off. How do you? Because I can do it, but I thought of something that would sell, like hotcakes.
Well, if it's a product that you think is a hotcake seller, then you need to patent it and protect yourself so that it is an idea that's all yours, because that can people can steal your idea if it's not patented.
Yeah, well, they advertise a lot of times and your ideas are for patent and stuff, but I wonder how legitimate they are that they might not steal if it's a good idea, you know. So they have them on the website, send off your ideas and things.
Well, it's better to take a chance than not get it off the ground. So
yeah.
I would,
okay, I might try that.
just go for it. See what happens.
Okay, well, thanks. I love the program.
Okay, Helga, thank you very much. We love you for loving the program, okay? Our next caller will be Mike in Las Lomas. Mike, you're on the air on KSCO.
Hey, I think that's me.
Yeah, that's you.
Hey, it's Marshall.
Oh.
You said it was okay to call in. I tried to save Aptos Part 3 when it went down by calling in the radio station and whatnot. And
Aptos,
I just mentioned
Aptos what?
Aptos Part 3 golf course.
Oh, okay.
And now Casserly Part 3, the last place for kids and old people to go golfing or beginners or even skilled golfers. It's a nice course. Is in Watsonville. And it's under new management because the owner passed away, so it's a lot more friendly than it used to be if people think that it's still grumpy like it used to be.
I'm familiar with
it. So there is a place. There is a place for old people to go and young beginners. in the county, and it's right there in Watsonville.
Golf is a great place to have fun with all ages.
Thank you. Hey, you can have a beer out there again now, too.
And eat sunflower seeds? I know he didn't like sunflower
seeds. No sunflower seeds.
Sounds like you know this guy.
Oh, you know the
place.
I know the place.
All right, thank you.
I put the roof on his building there.
Great, thank you.
How many roofs haven't you done around here? Probably not too many. Okay, next caller. That was not Mike. It was Marshall. But this is Mike. God help me if it's not. No, okay. Mike, is that you? Mike?
Does Knox Roofing hire illegals?
What'd you say?
Does Knox Roofing hire illegals?
No, I don't hire illegals. I hire documented workers.
Okay, thank you.
You betcha.
You're welcome. Now, Scott in Santa Cruz, welcome to the Saturday Special. You're on.
Thank you. I wanted to add a few things about Helga's predicament there when Warren was telling her that get it patented, which is a quite a process, and doesn't sound like she has the capital to do so. There's other ways around that, and one of them is just paying for a really good NDA, getting an attorney.
Non-disclosure agreement, that's NDA, right?
Yes, and going to a firm, for instance, let's say she has a candle product or a Snuggie or whatever. Going to a company that manufactures something in that field and partnering with them is probably one of the only ways that some of these ideas will actually get out. If it is that great of an idea, and you protect yourself before so they can't, with an NDA or that, you can only do so much, it will speed the process up. They have the experience, and they have the marketing, and they have, the facilities to manufacture. You got to partner with people sometimes, and that gets her off the ground, and maybe her next idea she can afford to do on her own.
Good advice. Yeah.
But telling her to go straight to the, any one of these patents are going to cost her anywhere from $7,000 to.
Oh, they're expensive. I've done two of them myself, so I know what.
Scott, how much did you say they're going to cost?
I'd say minimum $7,000. If you up to, and it goes, the sky's the limit. Depends on what you run across during the process.
Yeah, prior art and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, and you get a patent officer that's not on the same page as you. You have to keep going back and sending more claims. You got to fight all these different
claims.
And
in my case, it takes years. Patent applied for, patent pending, and then patent. It's a series of.
For instance, I have something I made for some machinery. It's an attachment for embroidery. And it's great. I love it. And the lady that kind of runs this one company said, "Oh my God, you got to patent that thing." And I said, "Oh my God, you're right. I'm going to spend $10,000 patenting this thing, and I'm going to sell 50 of them because there's not that many. You got to start looking at what is your numbers, and is it really worth patenting, or is it just worth making and selling? If someone spends it off, they spin it off,
Absolutely.
That's just something to think about. If it's really that great of an idea, take it to the people that do it and have a track record and get it out there. There's a million ways to get something done. Another thing is don't let greed get in the way where you think, you're going to... Making $100 is better than making nothing,
Scott's right. How can you argue with Scott?
Can't do that.
I see that a lot.
Yeah.
Where people get greedy and they just... Nothing ever happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Scott, what do you think about the entrepreneurial spirit? Do you think it's alive and well, or do you think it's dying?
I hope so. I see everyone trying to squash it, and it kind of upsets me because I don't. If I couldn't get up every morning if I just had to go do a 9-to-5 job or just there was no. People are made differently. Some people that's perfect for them, but for me, I like the challenge of the day, knowing that. And every day, I can guarantee every day, whether it's early in the morning when I go to bed or late at night, I go to bed thinking, man, I could have done more. And without that, I don't think I would be happy. I know I wouldn't be happy.
Wow.
I'm sure Warren feels the same way.
I'm up at 3 a.m. in the morning every day to go to work because I want to.
It's hard for me to sleep too. When I'm thinking about something, I say, "Oh my God, I gotta Google that and find out everything I can about it." And that usually happens at 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I get up to relieve nature's internal pressure. But then can't get back to sleep, you know, because I think all this stuff is going through my head about this and that. And so I use the iPhone. The iPad is too big. I don't even have an iPad. The iPad is too big to use in bed. But the iPhone is great, you know, to Google things. And, I know what Scott is saying. I know what you're saying. And there's something about it. It makes it hard. People who are entrepreneurial don't sleep very much because they're too excited to sleep. Am I right?
I always like to use the words your business is under construction rather than I'm building a business. Your business is always under construction. So you get up and you go build more on it. And that's how I run my business. I'm constantly under construction in business.
Well, it's also like I've heard many people say this: the hunt is better than the kill.
That's it.
It's the challenge of the journey. It's the journey. It's the, you know, every day making something happen. I know everyone in this conversation and people listening have challenges every day. Part of the fun of challenges is figuring out how to get past them. And I guess the older you get,
it's like a puzzle. It's like solving a puzzle. It's like a game. People like video games. You know, solving a challenge is a puzzle.
Go back and look at your bills 20 years ago, and you'll laugh. And you think, you know, look at mine and go, phone bill, $23. Oh, my God, how am I going to pay this?
Scott, you just said it reminded me of there's Steve Jobs died recently. We all know that. And there's a best-selling book out called Steve Jobs, the biography. But about 20, 25 years ago, there was another book about Steve Jobs. And the title of that book is called The Journey is the Reward. So when you said that, it made me think of that book. So it's true.
Yeah, and I agree with that. Sometimes it's hard to step back and look at what you're doing. And, you know, I've been called all kinds of things, mostly crazy, for some of the stuff that I thought of and thought this would be fun to do. Not everything works out, but you know what? You get in there and you try.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that complain were afraid to make that first step and try. And as far as Helga, you know, I've done a lot of things so that I can afford to do other things. And I knew I had to do construction to pay for my other businesses to build them. And if you really want it to happen, you'll make it happen. I guarantee you. Someone will see that passion inside you, and they will jump on board and say, hey, what do you need? I'll help you pay for that. You know, the final result.
Yeah. Well, great. Hey, Scott, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for calling. And continued success to you. There is no way in the world it will elude you, in my opinion. So
I don't know about that.
Okay. Hey, thanks very much for call. Here's Richard N. Watsonville. Richard, welcome to the Saturday special with Warren Knox himself. And
yeah, thank you, Michael and Warren.
Thank you.
There should be a program probably where we could call in our ideas, innovations, and stuff like that and get things rolling. I mean, I'm full of all kinds of inventions.
There you go.
We have something going on like that. This junior achievement might be where it's at. But I heard you a couple of weeks or maybe a month ago, Warren, on, was it Renee Mello's show?
Mm-hmm. Correct, yeah.
You said something on there that when you came to this town that you were, you know, like you said a while ago, driving down the street and saw all these roofs that needed fixed. But you also said that you could tell a good roof from a bad roof, whether it was built that way or not. And
by getting on it more than seeing it from the street, of course. But
They were either offset, but it all built onto workmanship.
Right.
And when you got to the root problem and everything, you had to give the owner the bad news that it was down to bad roof. Whoever put the roof on to begin with, either it wasn't did right or something. I mean, are you going to come up with a roof that's 100% guaranteed, never need maintenance or something?
Believe it or not, there are, I don't know about maintenance, but there are warranties out there that you will never have to worry about your roof as long as you are alive. And that
like a maintenance agreement, huh?
No, there's a product and installation guarantee. So for those who can't get up and clean their leaves off, you know, that's something you'd have to pay for down the road. But if you put on the roof right to begin with and get good manufacturers and good installers to put it on, you should not have to worry about the roof for the rest of your life. So, but there's little of that going on out there.
Amazing stuff. All right, well, thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Richard N. Watsonville. It leaves open lines at 479-1080. And by the way, I was blown away earlier when we invited people to call in to recognize small businesses that they thought should be recognized and acknowledged, and we got no phone calls. The reason we got no phone calls is some had pushed a busy out button here, so the people were getting busy signals. So I'm going to reinvite that, and hopefully we'll fill up the phone lines between now and then. In the meantime, we still do need to take that commercial break. So, yeah, Dave is in there, and he will make that happen at your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, and here is the commercial break.
Black Friday weekend is coming right up, and Palace Art is jumping in the game with some killer deals that will make any artist on your gift list smile this season. Hi, I'm Shannon from the Capitola Palace. Brooke, what do we have that will make the artist smile?
Check this out. For adults, we have wooden Lyra artist easels, normally $89.99, just $39.99. Winton Complete Oil Color Set, normally $69.95, only $14.99. And for kids, we have kids' easels, normally $39.99, just $19.99. Wood Box Color Creativity Set, normally $42.99, only $9.99. And there's lots more.
Wow, these deals are too good to be true. So hurry into Palace and grab the ones you want before they are gone. 3 days only.
Forget that big screen TV. Get in here. Go with Palace and get into art this Black Friday weekend. And just think, you'll be shopping local.
Palace Art and Office Supply, 1407 Pacific Avenue in Santa Cruz and 1501 41st Avenue in Capitola.
With support and encouragement from Bishop Richard Garcia, the traditional Latin High Mass is offered every Sunday at 8:45 a.m. at the Shrine of St. Joseph, 544 Westcliff Drive, Santa Cruz. Sacred and mystical worship in the ancient tradition of the church is presented with Gregorian chant and sacred polyphony. All are welcome. For more information, go to www.missionlatinmass.com.
For the last 60 years, Coast Paper and Supply has been serving locals and businesses for all their cleaning and paper supply needs. With an 1,800-square-foot showroom and 5,000 products, you'll find everything you're looking for in the way of janitorial supplies, retail and industrial packaging, and disposable food service products for business or home. Not to mention their huge selection of boxes and shipping supplies. Their family-owned and operated business is located at 151 Josephine on River Street in Santa Cruz. Call 831-423-3350 or visit Coast Paper Supply, Inc. A proud member of Think Local First.
The best things in life are free, and if you like free money, I just might have some for you when you refinance at Pacific Inland. Hi, this is Jim Chubb. Improve your cash position just in time for the holidays. Call us at 475-2600 for home loans as low as 3.25% with no borrower paid closing costs. That's 475-2600 for loans up to $625,000 with no borrower paid closing costs. Some restrictions apply. Rates are subject to change. Our NMLS is 361091 and DRE 00956877. The most important number for you to remember, 475-2600.
The nights are getting longer and the news is getting darker, but we can fight back with light. Hello, Mari Segura here for the Santa Cruz Host Lions Club. One of the best ways to add light and warmth to your winter evenings is with a fresh, ever so fragrant Lions Club Christmas tree. You can buy your Lions Club Christmas tree right now from the Lions Club Tree Lot at the Elks Lodge on Jewel Street, which is just across from the cemetery on Grand Hill Road. Load up the entire family and hurry down to the Lions Club Tree Lot today to select the noble, grand, or Doug fir of your choice. The kids will have a great time, and so will you. And here's the best part. 100% of the proceeds from your Lions Club tree will go right back into the community. It's almost like getting a tree for free. Pick up the spirits of your family and friends with a Christmas tree from the Santa Cruz Host Lions. For more information, visit santacruzlions.org. Happy holidays!
If your electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman here. Listen to the things your friends and neighbors are doing for themselves with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Microwave repair.
Robotic arm with controller for eShed industrial arm.
Tesla coil for my rail gun.
Dead tricks upgrades.
Drive for a telescope.
A tube amp for my guitar.
Submersible sensors for NASA.
Ethernet cable for my new iMac.
Solar powered gate.
Instrument panel.
an airplane.
Wiring my hot rod.
Upgrading PC system.
Help with home wiring.
Custom audio cables for recording studio.
High voltage electronic ignition circuit.
Building a spaceship.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Voted best electronics store 2 years running. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444 or visit at 2808 SoCal Avenue in Santa Cruz. Do it yourself and save money with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
You're listening to KSCO, serving SoCal, Soledad, and Lucia.
Where's Lucia? Lucia? Yeah, where's Lucia?
Yeah, with somebody.
I think it's somewhere down near North Castle. City I think it's on the coast, but what do I know? 479-1080 if you want to weigh into the Saturday special and talk about a small business in the area that you want to recognize as being something special. Let's give them a plug on the radio, 479-1080. But before we go, real quickly here, Warren and I were talking off the air about this perception, which I think is a wrong perception, a misperception, that big equals less money, okay? I mean, it does sometimes, yeah. but not all the times. And probably, for example, I don't think that buying anything at Home Depot, you're going to pay any less than at Scarborough Lumber, for example. I don't believe that.
No, it's
don't take my word for it.
Grocery stores the same way.
Exactly. Yeah. Go check it out.
Yeah.
And if anything, it might be the opposite.
Right. Big box has a price later. They call them price later. They get you in the store, and then they get you when you get in there.
And then they say that those are all gone. Like when you get these miles on your credit card, air miles. Mm. And you have 25,000 miles and you want to cash it in all those 25,000 mile free seats are gone. We've got some 50,000 mile seats for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's just smoke and mirrors, and these big companies have these masterful, mafiosa type, business people running them. And I think really, you know, the big banks don't do business with the big banks. Do business with the small banks that aren't too big to fail and be bailed out by the taxpayers. God, isn't it clear? Isn't it clear what's happening? And that it's still within our power, you know.
You can give your dollar to whoever you want. It doesn't have to be to the big boxes or the big stores. You can give it to the small guy.
All righty, back to the phone lines now. Jim at the Flying J Ranch. Hi, Jim. Good
morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hey, I'll make this quick. I know you're approaching the top of the hour. I have a patent that was done, and my patent attorney made a heck of a deal with me. He took a percentage, and I didn't have to put out a dollar from my own pocket for the patent. And because of our patent, he was able to retire. So for Helga and Richard, they might want to try to contact some patent attorneys and see if they'll work out a deal where they take a percentage of the patent, because a lot of attorneys, I understand now, are doing that. These people just can't come up with $10,000 to $15,000 for a patent.
Well, Jim, if your attorney retired, what must you have done? You must be the wealthiest man who's ever called KSCO if your attorney retired from a small piece of your patent.
Well, it was for the military, so I was very fortunate, and it was just the experience I had in my previous job. So,
would you like a new friend? I'd like to be your friend. Would you like to be my friend?
Well, I appreciate that. Yes, I would. And I love your radio station. I've been listening to it for years, but I just wanted to put that out there for people that have an idea that they just don't have the income to do that. Hey, it might work out for them if they contact some of these guys and say, hey, you know, I'm willing to work out a deal. And a lot of them will do it because they just know that people can't come up with the money that you need to now.
Jim, what's Flying J Ranch? Forgive me. I mean, it says
it's my grandfather's ranch. We raise Black Angus, and I have two stallions, a Palomino stallion and an Appaloosa stallion that I breed out.
And where is it? What part of the?
It's down south of Piscenas in southern San Benito County.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, thanks for listening to KSU and thanks for calling. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Okay. There goes Jim at the Flying J Ranch. Now, let's go to Mickey in Prunedale, California. No, excuse me, Tim in Felton. I think I hit Tim quick. You're on the air.
Yes, now we know where Piscinas is.
Yeah, we do.
The shout-out I want to give is to the Zwirling family and the small business called KSCO.
Oh, Lady. You're sweet. Thank you so you much go. For saying that.
I say it because...
It sounds like I was fishing for that, but I really wasn't. I Thanks, Tim.
I know you weren't, but the ability for a business owner to come in and buy time on your station to do a radio show, I think that is such a valuable asset to the community. It's and I've taken advantage of it, and I think it's a blessing.
Yeah, with driver's seat. Yeah, and so yeah, ditto. Thank you so much for recognizing this business.
All right. Well, thank you for being there.
Okay, appreciate it. Here is Mickey in Prunedale. Hey, Mickey, you're on the air.
Hey, MC.
Hi.
Hey, awesome that Warren Knox is on there. I totally admire and get a kick out of all his commercials.
Thank you.
I want to give Tim about KSCO. I want to give a shout out to the True Olive Connection.
True Olive Connection. Favorite. Yeah, and your cell phone or whatever faded out, but you said True Olive Connection. Yes.
Absolutely, and because of your advertising, we had a chance to go over there, and I'm over, in the hinterlands in Prunedale. And
everybody should eat olives. I'm telling you, they are great. Eat olives.
Love olives.
They're great. They're good for you.
That's what I like.
They have a total class act store.
I've been there. It's great. It's wonderful. And I wouldn't have known about it if I hadn't listened to KSCO myself, actually.
Yeah, and you guys gave them a little bit of extra press. They were on Touch's gardening show, and so I got to hear a little bit more detail. Next outing to Santa Cruz, actually right after the royal wedding hosted by KSCO at the Brit, we trucked on over to the True Olive Connection, and it was awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, thanks for the shout-out.
All right.
We definitely appreciate that, and so does the Olive Connection, I'm sure. Ben in Salinas. Wait a minute. I got to unlock. Did I get Ben here? Oh, let's take Ben in Salinas. Now I think we've got him. Now you're there. Okay, Ben, you're on.
This is the great Ben.
Great Ben, yes.
You just said something that is the key to a lot of this stuff going on politically. There are banks too big to fail, too big to audit, like Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, that have victimized and actually literally stolen people's homes. But you said something very intelligent right now that I want to emphasize. The 99% of the people that have their money on deposit with those robber banks that are stealing people's homes through these illegal foreclosures, which our president can't seem to see or prosecute, they need to pull their money out and put it in your small local credit unions and these small local banks. Because just like in North Dakota, they found out with the state bank, we need such a bank in California that will free us from the oppression of these billionaire barons. And I thank you for everything KSCO does, even though we argue from time to time. I'm definitely one of your soldiers.
Why, thank you, the great Ben in Salinas.
Thank you, Michael.
You have a good one.
Thank you.
Here comes Jan in Silva.
Hi, yes, I wanted to say hi to Michael and Kay and Warren, too.
Thank
Warren,
you.
I called you a while back and asked you to make a commercial about the high end of your business where you put in the solar and the water containment.
Mm.
I was just wondering, I saw one commercial on TV. I think you need to stress that you do that. When somebody can put in a roof and get their solar system in and the water containment system,
You're self-contained. You're good to go.
That's the way houses should be built.
Everybody should be that way.
Yeah, and I want to congratulate you on getting your business to that point.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're always under construction.
That's there. Great.
Not building a business.
Right.
And can I also say that last week Kay's commentary was right on spot about getting all of the government people to be on Social Security like us and see how quickly that would get solved.
Well, I want to sell no fewer than 2,000 of Kay's books within the next 3 weeks.
I think you should get it to the Scottsdale Market, the Ben Lomond, too, the places out here where people, you know, have her picture in the book, and I think she'll do great.
That's a great idea. Yeah, that's a wonderful suggestion. See, I don't know too much about marketing, or I would have come up with that idea. Thank you, Jan, for calling. Yeah, I got to hang out more with you, Warren, for sure. Hey, it's been a wonderful program. Thanks very much for participating.
Thank you,
all of you who called. Thank you, Brooke, our brand new pilot in command, and Dave Michaels and everybody. And I think that's about it. So we'll see you next week, and who knows what's going to happen then. But it will probably be worthwhile, you know, I think. How do I turn on the... there it is.
That's all.
KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. Here's Fox News. Not Fox News. I mean CNN News. Excuse me.
Begin on Christmas Day. That's the word from NBA owners and players who early today announced they've reached a tentative deal to end the lockout. Players Association President Derek Fisher says basketball fans have waited long enough.
It's so great to be a part of, you know, this particular moment in terms of getting our fans what it is that they've so badly wanted and want to see.
Training camps are expected to open December 9th. The Mars Science Laboratory Curiosity was launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida this morning. The rover could begin exploring the red planet's surface in August. CNN's John Zarella says it will look for signs of life.
For the first time in history, they actually are going to be able to sample rock, sample dirt on the Martian surface, put those samples into detectors, and if they're really, really lucky, and that's important to stress, they might be able to find organic material. And that is a key to the building blocks of life as we know it.
NATO forces are being blamed for a deadly airstrike on two border checkpoints in Pakistan today. At least 24 soldiers were killed and more than a dozen wounded. Heard here through a translator, Pakistan's Prime Minister Yousef Reza Gilani issued a blistering condemnation of the attack.
This morning at 9 a.m., there was an attack on Pakistan, an attack on Pakistan's sovereignty, and an attack on Pakistan's security.
Both a NATO commander in Afghanistan and the U.S. ambassador to Pakistan are promising a full investigation. Huge numbers of holiday shoppers who want to avoid the crowds are expected to look for online deals on Cyber Monday. It's a trend analysts are calling couch commerce. This is CNN Radio.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this Friday through Monday. That's because this Friday through Monday, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your own one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this Friday through Monday for a reward worth up to $1,000 only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Thanksgiving weekend at Ace.
The weekend is coming!
Start crossing off your holiday shopping list with $50 off a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill, now just $99.99.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. Ace, the helpful place. Price good at participating Ace stores November 25th through 27th. Limited quantities available while supplies last.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Costa, host of the Costa Report. I don't know if you feel a little sluggish in the middle of the afternoon like I do, but if you do, I'm going to suggest you try Pollen Burst. It's an orange-flavored energy drink that comes in a packet, and it tastes a lot like that other orange drink the astronauts used to drink. You know the one. Pollen Burst contains vitamins A, B1, B3, B6, B12, pantothenic acid, vitamin D3, and gluconolactone, all designed to give you an energy boost that can last for hours. Pollen Burst comes in a box of 30 packets for $56 or two boxes for $100, and you can order it right now at KSCOteam.com. The next time you feel tired and need a little boost, skip the coffee, soda, or candy bar and mix up a a cold glass of pollen burst and do your body some real good. Go to KSCOteam.com.
Do you know the fastest way to lift your spirits? Light a candle, add a little warmth and beauty to your home or office. A candle is a candle is a candle, right? Nope. There's paraffin, there's soy, and now something new. Gourmet candles made by Longevity's new partner, Isola Luce, with 100% pure palm oil. Palm wax is denser than soy, so it burns longer. Isola Luce candles do not use dyes or wicks with lead. They're made with cotton wicks and natural oils, so they burn cleaner. These candles are so fragrant, you don't even have to light them. I like exotic flower scents like Maui plumeria and freesia with tuberose. You might prefer ocean breeze, pineapple and vanilla sugar, or one of many other choices. These are classy candles you'll be proud to show off or give as gifts. Each candle comes nestled in a satiny box. Call us now, toll-free, 888-245-0300. That's 888-245-0300.
Good afternoon, everyone. You've got it tuned in to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon here on Central Coast. It's November 26th, 2011. I'm Dave Michaels with traffic and weather for you. No traffic to report on out there, so we'll skip right on to your weather forecast. For today, we're expecting mostly sunny conditions with highs around 65 degrees. Tonight should be mostly cloudy with lows around 45 degrees. Sunny conditions in your forecast for tomorrow, but cool. Highs only expected to be around 65 degrees. Tonight's boaters forecast, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s and northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Outside KSCO studios, it's currently 71 degrees. Coming up next here on KSCO and KSCO.com. Perspectives, remember, for the latest news, traffic, weather, and your chance to catch up on the latest podcast, you can always log on to KSCO.com. Broadcasting worldwide, again, that's www.ksco.com. The time now, 12:06.
Good afternoon.